Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
We continue our coverage of the 17th National Trail Symposium and now take a closer look at one of America's finest community trail systems that is an example of what can be done. Where is it? Well, here's a clue. It's the hometown of the unbeatable king of the long-distance bike ride, Lance Armstrong. And where is that? You'll find out when we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Welcome to the third segment of this special edition of the Wildside News as we feature the 17th National Trail Symposium being held in Austin, Texas. I want to extend a special welcome to all of our new listeners and encourage you to make the Wildside News a regular stop anytime at wildsidenews.com. Thanks for listening. Hundreds of trails people are heading into Austin and converging on the convention center there. Austin, Texas was chosen as the site of this event not only for its unique scenic beauty and its exciting music and culture, but because Austin is in the midst of creating an amazing community trail system. To tell us about it is Butch Smith, Senior Planner for the Austin Parks Department. Butch, welcome to the Wildside News.
Yeah, good morning, Sydney.
Listen, give us a little heads up on what Austin looks like today.
Well, today Austin is buzzing with people from all over the country, and they're out and about on the trails, and we're all participating in this wonderful symposium.
Now, you know, for people who haven't been to Austin, you know, Texas has many different faces, but Austin has a unique face, which I think is part of the reason that you end up with such an amazingly beautiful trail there. Why don't you give us a little sense of the landscape there?
Austin's a real oasis in Texas. A lot of people envision Texas as being flat and desert and so forth, but really here we have rolling hills with a lot of greenery, a lot of water. We have a lot of creeks and streams. Austin is a real beautiful place. It's a real environmental oasis in all of Texas, I think.
You know, and that's actually part of the problem. You've got a lot of people there who want to be there, and now after this show, you're going to have more people who want to be there. And that's one of the reasons that I think somehow Austin decided a long time ago to start thinking about a trail. Why don't you talk about the early history going back to actually Lady Bird Johnson?
Well, really, we have a trail movement going on here in Texas that's picking up steam right now, but it started decades ago back when the President Johnson was in the White House, and Lady Bird Johnson, of course, is very keen on Austin and helped us to create the Town Lake Hike and Bike Trail, which is a 10-mile loop trail in the center and in the heart of Austin, which is really Austin Central Park, and has become the gathering ground or the community commons for all of Austin now. It's a very, very popular place.
Now, I guess that started out about how long, what actually was a year? Can you put a date on that?
Would have been back in the late 1960s when this all started.
Okay. But then it kind of went on a hiatus for one reason or another, and something began to cook again that brought this concept further ahead. Why don't you talk about what started that out?
Okay. Really, in the early 1990s, when a lot of money became available for building trails from the Federal Transportation Department for alternative forms of trails, that really brought a lot of people to the table. And we found ourselves competing for federal dollars for building trails. And then after the first round, we decided that we would all join forces, the local people here and the county and the various municipalities, and create a regional trail plan. Once we had that in place, we all set out to start building these trails and acquiring the land. And really, that energized the whole community into what now is rolling into a decades-long trail movement.
Well, when you start talking about a process of creating master plans and acquiring land, that sounds like it takes a little bit of dough.
It does. It does.
Now, so how did you manage to utilize that money and put it into good work?
Well, since we had the plan in place, and we were able to convince the citizens to support us through a series of bond elections, which was not hard to do, because this is something that we found in our studies, in our master planning, that is very, very popular in Austin. So starting about 1992, we had $20 million for the Barton Creek Greenway plan. And then in 95, we received $2.7 million in federal funds, and we had another million or so of our own local bond money to go into the building of trails. In 1998, we had another really big bond election. We got another $5 million or so for trail improvements and $40.5 million for the acquisition of greenways. Then in 2002, we got another almost $2 million for funding of the building of trails. And then in 2004, another $4 million for the creation of the Lance Armstrong Bikeway. All total to this point, we've had $60.5 million funded for land acquisition and $22.7 million for the improvement of trails. So we've had a really good decade.
It really does take a community, therefore, to make this happen from every perspective, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It really does.
From the volunteers and the bureaucrats who manage the public lands in a city, and then lots and lots of time. So when did actual construction begin in this process?
Well, of course, the planning is the first thing, and then the land acquisition occurs. And actually, we're just now, I would say, halfway into the construction process. So it takes a long time to build a trail system.
So,
like you said, it takes a lot of partnerships. We could not have done it without the citizen support from A to Z.
So what kind of difference has this made in Austin?
Well, for one thing, I think everybody's beginning to realize that the trails and greenways are a quality of life issue. And it's very important not only for the community from an economic standpoint, but also for our health. And health, of course, these days is a very big issue. And so we're able to promote that for the overall improvement of the community.
And if a person were to head out onto the trails on a typical, let's compare a Tuesday and a Saturday, what kind of activity are they going to see?
You're going to see continuous activity throughout the week, every day of the week. Of course, the weekends are going to be the heaviest, but there in our downtown trail system, there is no let up at all.
That's absolutely fabulous. So you have from young moms and strollers to old folks and strollers as well, huh?
You bet. It's a complete cross section of the community. You can see old folks, young folks. You can see athletes. You can see well-known politicians, musicians, everyday folks. Everybody gets out on the trail system, and it's really where we all come together in this community.
I believe part of the legacy of the trails in Austin is the fact that our current president used to spend time on that trail.
He did. George W. Bush was an avid runner when he was governor of Texas, and we could see him on the trail almost every day.
Well, you know, now one of the interesting aspects, you have this trail that goes around a lake and kind of ties the city together, but now you're looking into the future, which is part of what we want to talk about too. And that has to do with the Lance Armstrong, and this is what I find interesting. I believe it's the Lance Armstrong Commuter Trail. Is that correct?
That's correct. The idea was to create a pathway through the center of the city, through the urban core of the city, where people could get on their bicycle and ride from point A to point B, leave their cars behind when they're going to work or to the store or to entertainment. And so that's a very big issue here in Austin.
I just think that's such a progressive concept. It's really taking the things that we know we have to do, putting it literally on the ground. The concept here is a person, when they want to go to work, they head over to the trail on their bike or possibly to a parking area and hop on a bike at that point and then go to work right in the heart of the city.
That's the plan. We hope it happens.
And then from that point, actually, then as you look to the future, the Lance Armstrong Commuter Trail has plans to actually expand beyond out into the outlying community for obvious reasons. But share with us what those concerns are.
Well, right now, of course, we're planning the trail for the inner core of the city. But we want to extend it out into the suburban areas where there's not a lot of development happening. And we want to create the greenways and the trail system out there so that when development does occur, then it could all be framed with this green infrastructure, and it'll be in place so we won't have to go back and retrofit it after the fact.
That's a really important thing as people look to the future in communities as well. It's good to start working on these things now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to get ahead of development or you're going to be playing catch-up for the whole time.
Now, you've been involved in this for, I think you said, 19 years.
I've been here for that long.
Okay. Let's get personal here. What is it that you personally like about this whole process, the trail, its relationship to the city? What are some of the highlights to you personally?
Well, for one thing, what I always like to say is the best thing a person could do is to be able to go out and stand on his work. So I can do that. I can go out and stand on the land, use the trails, take a lot of satisfaction in knowing that, you know, I worked with the citizens. They supported the idea. We're creating a vision with a common purpose.
Now, Butch, also, a lot of people who are looking at trails, and I'm really trying to encourage communities and people in small towns and medium-sized towns and cities even to get involved in trails. If they wanted to contact you, is that something that's okay?
You bet.
Let's tell them how they can do that so they can talk with you and get some good advice.
You know, probably the easiest way would be to send me an email. And shall I give my email address?
You betcha if you want to.
Okay, it's butch.smith@ci.austin.px.us.
That is fabulous. You know, I want to thank Butch Smith. Thanks for being on the Wild Side News and sharing your vision of the Austin Parks Department.
Thanks for having me, Sydney.
You betcha. Let's do this again. Listen, next week we're going to do a special show on the upcoming election. If you'd like to participate, send me an email. We'll get you involved. This is Sydney Wildsmith saying happy trails to you. Until we meet again on the Wild Side.